ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks, to War Room Live. This is one of those stories. I got so much more to cover. I got so much more to cover in the second half of this show. Talk about Thomas Massie, where that's going. The data centers are just really reaching intolerable and levels beyond description, really. Like, it's... The data centers especially are a great chance to sort of examine the reality of power in America and the knowledge that anything you try to do will be met with red tape. Anything you try to do, no matter how good or beneficial or beneficent or giving, you're going to run into roadblock after roadblock. And then there's the flip side, which isn't just that the bad guys get to do whatever they want. They get to do whatever they want to any degree, at any scale, and they get to force you to pay for it, and they get to use eminent domain to buy your house out from under you. And the, I mean, it's just, it's not just, well, they get subsidies. It's they put the cost of the investment onto you, and then they reap the rewards. You take the risk, they reap the rewards over and over and over again. So I want to get into that. Talk about that a lot. And honestly, again, it's the real issues we have to concern ourselves with that are actually real and actually, you know, require something to be done about it are so monumental. And then you read mainstream media or anything else, and it's like they have everybody in a state of insanity and a state of inversion. And it's almost too big of a scale to even talk about. Like, this is one of the stories that I was mentioning. I didn't grab this video to be an example of this, but I said earlier that you'll see video after video, story after story of just white people being targeted for their race and murdered, being scammed, you know, by ethnic, you know, tribal gangs and networks of Indians or Somalis or whoever it is working together to scam the system that only white people pay into time again. And then you go to the mainstream media and you read headlines about some minor debatably racist event that it's like, oh my God, all attention on this tornado sirens, you know, red alert. We got a white person that doesn't sufficiently hate themselves. This has to be top story, national, if not international news. Meanwhile, oh, the systematic rape of white women in UK. We don't really talk about that. We're going to keep that on the down low. So New York Times today, like, there are so many stories we've covered in even just the last week or two, where it's like, since COVID, 90% of the jobs developed since COVID have gone to foreigners. That's just foreigners. That's just place of birth. Then you add on top of that the celebration that they had where they said, you know, after Black Lives Matter, corporate America said they'd hire more people of color, and they did. And for the last 10 years, almost 100% of the new executives at companies are not white males, not because they're more qualified, but because white males are deliberately discriminated against. That has downstream effects that are obvious and horrifying and undeniable. Story after story after story of white people and Americans both being deliberately excluded from companies, being fired in favor of hiring H-1Bs. Every day there's a new story. Every week there's like a cacophony of these things. Then you go to New York Times. What are they talking about? Who are they advocating for? It's getting unfriendlier. International students race to find jobs. Guys, don't you feel so bad for the Chinese people that aren't getting your job here in America? I mean, this is terrible. We have to do something for them, right? I mean, sure, I could show you example after example after example of Microsoft and Amazon and Disney firing thousands of Americans and immediately hiring foreign employers. But, you know, we really got to think of the foreigners on this one. People are actually opening up the New York Times and sitting there thinking, gosh, we've really got to do something for these international students. They can't get jobs here in America because of those racist white people. It has been 10 years of deliberate and illegal and explicit discrimination against white people and against Americans. And they're still writing articles about how international students aren't being handed a six-figure job right out of college here in America. What are you supposed to do about this? When it's not just they're not covering the plight of white Americans, they're doing the opposite. They're encouraging and whipping up hatred against white Americans when we are the ones being discriminated against. We are the ones who are losing jobs in our country. What the hell? New York Times, May 11th, 2026. Students have been passed over for jobs and interviews because of visa restrictions. Some have a plan B, leaving the United States. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, my gosh. You have to go back to your country where you're a citizen, where you were born and raised, where you speak their language, where you grew up with them, where your family lives. Oh, my gosh. No. No, you're supposed to come here and bring all of them with you. Well, you're not supposed to have your own people with your own companies who can hire you. No, you're supposed to be given an education here, and then we'll give you a job here, and then your whole family can come here. What? Again, this is like, I can't even get mad. That's what I mean. It's like so crazy that, like, yeah, maybe I should be like raging and yelling about this, but it's more just like, is everybody really this stupid? Is everybody really just watching our future be robbed out from under us? And they're sitting there going, gosh, I hope that the thieves don't break their fingernails. Gosh, I hope it doesn't hurt their back to walk away holding everything we've ever built and owned and my inheritance and my heritage. I hope their back's okay carrying all of that to their own house. It's like, what? Like, wake up. And again, you get the story of the girl shoved in front of a railroad, you know, shoved in front of a subway train, shoved onto the railroad tracks, nearly dies, and she can't even say, hey, yeah, throw that guy in prison. What am I going to do? How am I supposed to convince her? I'm supposed to argue with her? I could shove her in front of a train track. It wouldn't change her mind. So what do we do here? Exactly. And the thing to do is to take your own side and, you know, viciously discriminate against all of these people. New York City woman declined to press charges against subway shover because she didn't want to put another black man in jail. Weeks later, he allegedly killed retired teacher 67 at a station in almost exactly the same way. I would love a follow-up to the young woman. Now that you know he went on to murder somebody else, do you think maybe you should have pressed charges at the end of the day? I doubt she'd say yes. I bet she'd say, no, I did the right thing, because they're divorced from consequence. They I don't know why. They like cannot understand how cause follows effect. These people are crazy. This is what I mean. She's probably happy. She's probably like, oh, he killed a 76-year-old. What race was he? That would probably be the defining thing. If she found out that the black man killed a black man, then she might say, well, you know, they're black. What are you going to do? If a black man killed a white man, he probably deserved it. An old white man, that's the most racist type, I'm pretty sure. Same type of thing here. I have like 1,000 videos, give or take, like 1,000 videos of the way that I hope you guys recognize. I hope you guys like feel the same sort of I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed at the stupidity. I'm speechless at what they're trying to and in many cases successfully pulling off. Because not only is there an obvious threat to our food supply in the form of the closing of the Strait of Hormuz, the lack of fertilizer getting to people, the lack of trade, like so many reasons why the food production in America should be in a state of emergency right now. Simultaneously, you have thousands and thousands of these data centers going up who consume as much energy production and as much fresh water as entire gigantic cities. And the left's not talking about that. Meanwhile, Vox News is writing articles saying the climate crisis and its heat is coming for your groceries. They're actually saying that it's extreme heat that's wiping out the food and that it's climate change caused by you driving a car that's causing this to happen. Again, what are we supposed to do about this? What are we supposed to do when the obvious thing actually happening here is being covered up and in such a blatant and apparent and just undeniable way? We're just being screwed at every possible level. So that, this is what I mean. It's like they're still pushing climate change, but they're not using climate change to stop the data centers. The data centers are being built by the very people, the very industries that are responsible for the whole concept of climate change, let alone the measures taken to combat climate change. Does the left ever feel like exhausted at the fact that every